welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Where am I taking you back to today? Well, I'm taking you slightly before the Tudor period, but it's about a very prominent Tudor man. For On This Day in History, the 7th of February 1477 or 78, we're not sure, Sir Thomas More was born in Milk Street in London. He was the son of Sir John More, lawyer and judge on the King's Bench, and his wife Agnes Granger, daughter of Thomas Granger, a merchant of the Staple of Calais and an alderman of London. Thomas More joined the household of John Morton, Archbishop of Canterbury, before studying Latin and logic at the University of Oxford. He then studied law in London. It was while he was a student there that he met and became friends with men like William Lilly, John Colet, and Erasmus. Between 1499 and 1503, More stayed at the Carthusian Priory, London Charterhouse, while he considered joining the order. He also considered becoming a Franciscan monk, but decided instead to devote himself to the law after he realised that a life of celibacy did not suit him. He became a Member of Parliament in 1504, an Under-Sheriff of the City of London in 1510, a Master of Requests in 1514, one of the King's Councillors in 1517, and then a Privy Councillor in 1518. In 1521, he was knighted and made Under-Treasurer after proving himself by carrying out a diplomatic mission to Emperor Charles V with Cardinal Wolsey. He rose in influence as the King's personal secretary and advisor. He became Speaker of the House of Commons in 1523 and then the High Steward of the Universities of Oxford and Cambridge. He was appointed the Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster in 1525, and in 1529 he was made Lord Chancellor after the fall of Cardinal Thomas Wolsey. More supported the Catholic Church, which he saw as the true faith, and campaigned against the Reformation and heresy. His actions against the Reformation included helping Cardinal Wolsey to prevent the importation of Lutheran books into England, producing scholarly works against Luther's writing, and persecuting people whom he perceived as heretics. His non-religious scholarly works included History of King Richard III and Utopia. More was a loyal servant of King Henry VIII, but ended up being executed as a traitor on the 6th of July 1535 after being found guilty of traitorously attempting to deprive the king of his title of supreme head of the church. More believed that no temporal man may be the head of spirituality, even his beloved king. More had been a father figure to King Henry VIII, but was under no illusions concerning the king, remarking to his son-in-law William Roper, after Roper had noted how fond the king was of More, "If my head could win him a castle in France, it should not fail to go." More is famous as St. Thomas More after being beatified in 1886 and canonised in 1935. His feast day is celebrated on the 22nd of June in the Roman Catholic Church and the 6th of July in the Anglican Church. I'll give you links to my other videos on Thomas More. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 7th of February 1526, Henry VIII took part in the traditional Shrovetide joust at Greenwich. I tell you all about it and also about a nasty accident that one courtier suffered at it in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.